Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. It's Tara. Today, Karen and I invite you to step outside your familiar boundaries. We all have cozy comfort zones we like to nestle into. They keep us safe and warm, but if we want to spark change and growth in our lives, we need to push those boundaries a little.
We do.
In this episode, we'll unpack comfort zones and why they can sometimes hold us back. We'll explore a few signs that it's time to stretch ourselves and share practical strategies to inspire you to take those brave first steps. You might also hear a story about how stepping into the unknown led to transformational experiences for us. So grab your metaphorical hiking boots and let's get started.
Oh my goodness, we're going on a hike.
I'm not. That's why they're metaphorical.
That's
I'm
hilarious
not
that was the
actually
metaphor you chose
doing it.
Because you're like, yeah, I don't do that.
I don't even
hiking.
Own hiking boots.
I'm just picturing a little bit of like Little Red Riding Hood, no matter what she looks like, just heading into that dark forest. Yeah. You have to head into the dark forest to come out the other side. And all the growth that comes with that is so important and necessary.
It's necessary.
For you to become all of who you are, and we're ever expanding and ever evolving.
I don't know why when you were saying that old army tag, be all that you can be, just popped into my head. In order to be all that you can be, you have to come out of your comfort zone.
You have to choose to be a little uncomfortable for a bit.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure when a caterpillar builds that cocoon.
The chrysalis
and goes inside and then dissolves itself. It's not like, this is fun. This is great. This doesn't hurt a bit.
It's just such an amazing process to me.
It's wild.
So we got to dissolve.
We got to dissolve something. And somebody actually said to me recently that when you're diving in and working on self-awareness and where are the areas that I want and need to grow, you have to be okay with a part of your old self dying. Mm-hmm. You have to be okay with letting go. It might be an old way of being. It might be a group of friends or colleagues. It might be a circumstance or a home or a job. You have to be okay with letting go, letting a part of you die so that the new can emerge.
Yeah.
And there's that in between. We talk about that. Ooh.
It's the in between. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Comfort zones give us a sense of stability. They make us feel safe and secure.
Humans love that, don't they? Stability, safe, and secure.
And we're not saying that once you step out of your comfort zone, that completely goes away.
Right. We're not saying you're unsafe.
You are going to be unsafe and unstable forever.
It's a temporary condition.
Yes. But once we're stuck in that coziness, that familiar rut, it makes it harder for us to chase our goals. It makes it harder for us to grow or turn into those beautiful butterflies. It's very important to step outside of our comfort zones every now and then, expand our horizons. I could not do an episode. Like, I just feel like I can't do it. Where did comfort zones come from?
Oh my gosh. What? There's research on this?
There's research involved with comfort zones.
I'm sure in psychology.
I love it. I love it so much. Okay. So in 1907.
This is my podcast partner who does all the research. I love it. This is Dr. Tara speaking.
Yeah, speaking into existence, y'all. I'm going to be a whole doctor. Okay.
Yes, you are.
In 1907, Robert Yerkes and John Dotson conducted experiments involving mice, mazes, and electric shocks. I feel like that's like, didn't all the experiments start
I think they did, and it's still very uncomfortable to me to even hear it.
The resulting psychological principle, the Yerkes-Dotson law, describes the relationship between comfort and performance. Mm.
It suggests there is an optimal level of stress that enhances our performance. Right. When we are too comfortable, we experience a lack of motivation. However, if we push ourselves too hard, we can become overwhelmed and ineffective. There's a sweet spot that lies in stepping just outside our comfort zones, where the right amount of challenge drives us to excel and grow.
Yeah, you know, the example that comes to mind is just working out at the gym. And you're like pushing yourself with more weight, and you know, you're ripping the muscle. That's not fun, but it's repairing and getting stronger and growing. You have to go into that place to push just a little bit. Now, you don't want to add an extra 15, 20 pounds.
That's not like, where you want to start.
But you can't just sit there and look at the weights.
Can I just look at them and then gradually look at bigger and bigger weights, and then my arms are no longer decorative? That'd be great. That's a great analogy about how we can tap into our strengths little by little.
We talk about steps, small steps, baby steps to get to the big goal. You have the big picture, but you can't leap from over the Atlantic Ocean. You're not going to leap to get from here to there. You got to take a step and then another step, and then maybe you got to turn left, and then you got to make another left, and then you're going to go right, and then you're going to pivot, you know, all the things. But you got to start. Start. Okay.
It's in the starting and in the expansion, we discover new strengths and abilities we didn't know we had. Every time that I've stretched outside of my comfort zone, I'm like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. Podcast, for example.
This is a great example.
I didn't know I could do that. You're tapping into the truest representation of yourself every time you expand.
We're getting closer and closer to the wholeness, the bigness of who we are. We sometimes, I guess this is it. It's never it. There's always more to uncover and more to expand into.
Explorers, you may be wondering, how do you know when it's time to step outside of your comfort zone?
Well,
one is boredom with your routine. If you find yourself feeling restless or bored in your daily activities, it may be a sign you need to mix things up and explore new experience.
Good one. Yeah, if you're sitting around doing the same old and you're like, you've got that little nagging feeling, or you're restless, feet are tapping or your knees are bouncing, you're like, there's got to be more.
And that leads to another sign, the recurring thoughts of what if. If you frequently find yourself contemplating new possibilities and wondering what could be, it may be time to take action and turn those thoughts into realities. I love that.
Yeah, that is the first step. Fantasizing, envisioning, dreaming that what if. What would I like? How do I envision? Where do I envision? What do I envision? Experiencing all of that and then saying yes and let the how unfold. You have to have the big picture, the possibility, the dream. Visualize it with great detail. Explore and maybe journal about it. Try them on and see which one feels good in this moment.
Explorers, we couldn't just give you a few signs that it may be time to step outside your comfort zone without giving you a few steps you could actually take. One of the key ways is to start small. Karen said we can't just go and leap across the Atlantic Ocean.
Listen, I only know that because Tara told me that. Because I was just in analysis paralysis going, it's so big, I don't know where to start. Where do I start? And she's like, single drop. How about the first step?
If public speaking makes you nervous, begin by sharing your thoughts in a small group before attempting a larger audience. Don't just jump out there and do it. That sounds like a recipe for disaster. For me, it would, because I'd just be, I don't know what I was going to say. I don't even know why I came out here. This was probably a mistake. I wasn't ready. So part of the getting ready is start small. Like, why did I try to eat the whole bear? Why did I do that? Instead of start with a bear claw.
Oh, my, you did not. Oh, my God. Okay. Right now, you're practicing that. You're working with the group that you meet with. It's a manageable size in the comfort of your home. That's as strong as you're going to feel, right, in that setting. And then you just keep practicing that. Then you try it in a different venue with a different group of people on a different topic. You just keep kneading dough, right? Like you're working, it's just a lump. And you just start rolling it out, pushing it, you know, and all of a sudden this entire pizza dough is like this huge thing that you get to put anything on because you made it big enough.
Yes. And something to remember as we are stepping outside of our comfort zone is to embrace the discomfort. That is a part of the growth.
Yes.
When you feel uneasy, remind yourself that it often leads to your highest potential self.
Mm.
And there's something very beautiful about that. If you are not uncomfortable a little bit, hate to tell you, you might not be growing. And that makes me sad.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those states of being where it really embodies the duality of the human being, mm-hmm. how we are this essence, this idea, this energy, this spirit or soul, if you will. And then we're also in this human body. There's duality. So you can experience discomfort,
mm-hmm.
but for growth, for expansion, you really can't have one without the other. If you're not uncomfortable, then you're not growing and you're in that comfort zone and you're staying there and it's safe and easy. And it's a known variable and I get the draw. It's like, oh, no, but I might be miserable, but at least I know I'm miserable. And I know what this misery looks like. I'm just going to sit in it because it's familiar.
Yes.
And we love the familiar, don't we?
Mm.
Yeah.
Another expansion tactic would be to seek support. We cannot stress enough. I don't feel like there's ever going to be an episode or a topic that we talk about where we don't talk about the importance of your community. That means sharing your goals, your visions, your dreams, your hopes for the future with your friends and family. These people are going to be the ones that encourage you. These people are going to be the ones that support you. They'll meet you back in your comfort zone whenever you're ready, but they're still going to push you on.
Yeah. And also I find that speaking it helps you to refine it and to sort of hone in on what, as I'm saying this, what do I feel in my body and what does that feel like? And is that where I want to head? And even if it's just a general neighborhood or even just city, you know, like you don't have to know the exact
zip code.
But even if it's just the general feel of it, then it just helps to refine it. Like I said, and you get the support and you have this sense of reality. It's like you speak it into existence.
Once you speak it, it becomes possible.
Right.
Mm.
If you're always keeping it inside and you don't even write it down or anything, then it's nothing. There's no energy behind it. There's no tangible energy and force.
Yeah.
I think an important piece of this is daring to dream, allowing yourself, giving yourself permission to dream and to wonder and to envision and then start visualizing with detail and then speaking it to your community that you feel safe with. Now, to be clear, we all have people in our lives that are not necessarily safe to say these things to because they might be like, oh, well, why would you want to do that? Or, you know, sometimes people very close to us don't like the idea of us changing because it's going to change
the entire relationship.
Exactly. The whole dynamic changes. Yeah. And so that makes people who are not ready to shift themselves very uncomfortable. So you have to be selective, I think, about who you are sharing this vision with. You want to share it with, even if it's two people, the people that are going to be like, oh yeah, I can totally see that for you. And then also they're going to ask questions or maybe hold you accountable as you take those steps. These are all important pieces of it. And you have to accept, understand, and acknowledge that it's not going to be familiar. If it was familiar, you'd stay where you are. It's going to be uncomfortable. But the excitement of coming through that and then growing into the next level of you is just beyond payment for those pieces of discomfort.
Yeah.
And it involves you having the vision, getting support, holding yourself accountable, taking the first step, saying yes. You can envision it and you can even trust that little voice, but you have to say yes and you have to take action.
Yeah. That just reminds me, saying yes and then taking action and building upon that is staying committed.
Right.
You have to be consistent. You continue to push yourself to grow. And as you do that, your comfort zone expands.
Right.
That means we're making room for new experiences and growth. The more you say yes, the more you take action, the more you stay committed, the more you want to grow and push the limits of yourself.
You get used to it. And also you sort of feel that electricity that you're like, wait a minute.
There's that momentum.
It's the momentum. And I think that that's really important for people to feel to keep them moving forward. You may take a step and it might land you somewhere that you were like,
that wasn't
and
it.
That didn't feel that. So you can always change your mind. You can literally step backwards and then take a different step in a different direction. You can always pivot. You can always amend, change. If you say it the first time, you're like, nope, that's where it's got to be. It's never changeable. Like, it's literally changeable every step of the way.
Right.
As you take in information and you learn and you experience and you gain knowledge, you're like, oh, well, I thought I wanted to do that, but now I just realized I just read about this thing, mm-hmm. and that's a little closer to what I really want yeah. to do, be, experience, whatever. And then you move from there. Well, then how do I, what do I do? What are the steps for that?
Mm. Yeah.
Staying open and flexible as you also stay committed. Like, you got to be both. You got to be a piece of wood and you got to be a rubber band. I don't know.
A wooden rubber band.
What? I don't even know. Oh. But I'm thinking about, what are a slingshot? Like, you've got the wood as the stationary thing. You're like, you're solid, you're committed. And the slingshot is moving you forward to the next thing. If you shot a little bit to the left, you just move it. You can change your vision at any time.
Now my brain went to Angry Birds.
You are so funny. That's a ginormous slingshot. Okay. You know what? Maybe your slingshot's big.
Ooh, maybe it is.
It's all good, man. Reach for the stars. There's no downside, in my opinion, to getting out of your comfort zone and expanding, pushing yourself to grow. I say push not in a forceful way, but just like encouraging yourself yeah. to grow and change, because, I mean, what's the alternative?
Stay the same.
Blah.
No,
I am making
you.
The funniest face right now.
No, y'all. Thank you.
Blah. No. We are not meant to stay the same. We are evolutionary. We are chemical, and everything is changing and growing all the time. We are nature. It's not like the flower is like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to stay like this little bud. I'm staying right here. No. It's just going to happen. So you might as well get on the bus. Just ride the ride. Enjoy it, even if it's a little bumpy. Thank goodness you're alive to think about what's next and to think about, how do I want to grow?
And to a certain extent, you want it to happen on your terms, not in response to an external thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, as much as we pretend we have control and we don't actually have control, we have power. Mm. We have responsibility. Yeah. What you gonna do with that gift? Are you just gonna hide it under the couch?
No.
We're gonna open it up. Let's see what's there.
Yeah.
Mm. Breathe some life into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Darn tootin', we're gonna breathe some life into it.
Well,
now you're good.
Now I'm like,
what? Now I'm unstoppable. I don't know what we're doing.
That's how I feel. I guess we're doing that.
Okay.
It feels that way. I feel like the other one would be
into
so cheesy.
The unknown.
Into we're the not unknown. Doing that.
This song for this episode is an anthem about being invincible and facing any obstacle that comes your way. Yeah. It is Unstoppable by Sia.
Yeah, just knowing that you've got this.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Wow. That was good. It's so funny. That's like the groove is powerful, but it's understated too. Like, I was wanting to do a lot of flowy dancing, even though it was like an army marching.
It was,
you know?
Yes, definitely.
Well, there's that duality again. Being able to be moving with purpose and commitment, but also staying open to flow. That's part of that dance.
A beautiful
literally
dance.
And metaphorically.
Okay.
Fun. Good choice.
All right. There is a question of the day.
QOT day.
In what ways do you think society influences our comfort zones? And how can we challenge those expectations to create our paths? Part one.
Go.
From day one, we are told to fit into a mold. We are told that these are the standards that we must live by, the career choice, the lifestyle, socially accepted behaviors, all of that. And that just creates an environment where it feels impossible or rebellious even to want more than what's familiar.
Right. And if everybody in your circle is doing that,
who are you?
Who's modeling for you the fact that you can actually be Superman or Superwoman?
Like, yes.
Like, you don't have to stay in this box.
I also made a note about the cultural norms and expectations, the benchmarks that society sets for success and life choices, puts pressure on us to conform, to fit in, and stay in our comfort zones to avoid judgment and criticism.
Which goes back to the primal, don't get thrown out of the tribe right. or you're going to get eaten by a mountain lion.
Yes.
So nobody wants to make the big shifts, be different.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
The other note is about social comparison. There is this wonderful platform available to us now called social media, which just intensifies the feeling or the desire to keep up with the Joneses.
To feel like you are lacking in some way.
You are looking at this beautifully curated life, the highlight reel, and like, well, why is my life, you know what? I can't even get it, so I might as well stay here in what I have.
Yeah. It seems unattainable. Because it's not real, mostly, right?
Yes.
And then you're like, well, why right?
even try?
There's that self-defeating, self-fulfilling prophecy. I think if we expect less of ourselves, we won't have the impetus, the motivation, the desire to change and grow. I dare say that society at large likes having a lot of the masses status quo. Because if everybody's growing and changing and things, all hell breaking loose. Like, right? I think that historically, governments and organizations and communities, you know, you got to hold it together somehow. You got to have bylaws and guidelines and rules and laws. It works against our uniqueness. It works against our authenticity. It works against our just really stepping into and being who we are without fitting into that box. Boxes should get broken.
How can we challenge those expectations to create our own paths?
That was only part one. I was like, wow, we were
yes,
okay.
Yes, that was, we got a
how
two
we
part.
Can we repeat that, please?
Yeah, just and how can we challenge those expectations to create our own paths?
Okay.
If everybody looks like you, thinks like you, votes like you, prays like you,
dances like you. I don't even know.
There is something. That is how you stay in your comfort zone.
You stay same because you're among similar.
Mm-hmm. So a way to challenge that is to surround yourself with diverse perspectives. People who don't look like you, who don't pray like you, who don't sing like you, who don't talk like you, who aren't from where you're from.
Yes.
You're like, huh. I like that aspect of this person. Ooh, I like this. And then you become this, here we are in America, beautiful, the beautiful influences and expansion
possibilities.
Yeah. So I think that might be it, the biggest way to step outside of your comfort zone. And that doesn't mean it's always people you know. It could be people you see from afar. Like, this is when we use that wonderful social media tool, or just seeking out different voices than your own. Mm-hmm. Like, if you feel like the sky is blue, find somebody that says the sky is pink.
And just hear them out, right?
It is. And now it's purple.
And now it's purple. Right. I love that. We've talked. It's funny when you mentioned all those things about if you're hanging out with people that are so similar. And you went, And I thought, wasn't there a Saturday Night Live thing or some comedy show
that make you go, hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's one of those things. Let me think on that a minute. No, that doesn't feel life affirming. That doesn't feel like growth. That feels like sitting in the same pot of water with the same people.
Right.
And I think that's a great indicator. Honestly, I have nothing else to
add. I was like,
I feel like
I had other ones. That one was like, it's me.
Yeah.
I'm the one.
Yeah.
Explorers, we often find ourselves sticking to familiar routines and safe choices because, let's be honest, it's comfortable there. But to grow, we must take that first step into the unknown, outside of our comfort zones.
Take that dance class, read that book.
Do the things.
If you thought about, that might be interesting.
Do it.
Just try it.
Do it.
Act. Take action. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I found a quote from this I got from his social media, his Instagram profile, and I loved the words that he used to describe himself. He said he's a leadership missionary, humanitarian, and artist.
Who is it?
The quote is from Robin Sharma. He's also a writer people may have heard of. The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, The Fam Club, and The Leader Who Had No Title were the ones that I wrote down. And I was like, I want to know more about Robin, I want to know more about him. So
right.
I did
talk about expansion, expanding your circle, right?
Yes. Yeah. So the quote is, as you move outside of your comfort zone, what was once the unknown and frightening becomes your new normal.
drop the mic. Yeah, that's exactly what happens. You think it feels so foreign, it feels so challenging or different, you know, impossible. And then you keep staying committed and you keep taking small actions, and then all of a sudden you're there. You're living in impossibility land, which is actually possibility land. And now you're like, oh, well, if this is possible, then that must be possibility land. And where else can I go? Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Explorers, we hope you're inspired to embark on adventures outside your comfort zone. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and embracing your beautiful journey of life.
Thank you for sharing your time with us, explorers. We love you so much. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.